Before we get into the gaming issue, let me just give a little report about yesterday's raid. What happened yesterday, and I was in Portsmouth for the raid of Dr. Lundeen's office, and there was also a raid in Plymouth that was coordinated. What is significant about this is this was really the first joint effort between the governor's office, Governor Kasich, and our office in regard to the prescription drug problem. What is unique about this raid is that there were 10 agencies that were involved. Not only did we have the Plymouth Police Department, Portsmouth Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, the Prosecutor's Office, but we had a number of state agencies. The lead agency on this particular raid was the Bureau of Workers' Compensation, who did an absolutely fantastic job, a long-time investigation that has been going on that culminated yesterday in the raid, which was really, although there was no arrest made, there was not planned to be an arrest, but it was a fact-gathering situation. And it went very, very well, went according to plan. This is just the beginning. It is the first, but Governor Kasich and I are after the rogue doctors in this state who are killing our children and killing our young people and killing four Ohioans every single day. Four Ohioans die every single day as a result of overdose of drugs in this state. Many of those drugs are prescription drugs. In Scioto County alone, 7% of the babies who were born last year were drug addicted when they were born. That is an absolutely unbelievable number. In Scioto County, where the raid occurred last year, there were 9.8 million pills that were prescribed, addictive pain medications that were prescribed in that county. That turns out to be 123 pills per man, woman, and child in Scioto County. Ohio is becoming a place where people come to get these illicit drugs. If you look at any of the pain mills in southern Ohio or the rest of the state, you find people coming from out of state. The one I was last week in Chillicothe and talking to the law enforcement officials there, and they were telling me they see at their pill mill there license plates from Kentucky, license plates from West Virginia, license plates from all over the state of Ohio. So this is just the beginning. We're going after them. It's not going to be done overnight, but this was an unprecedented combination of people. We have given the full resources to this effort of our resources at the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. BCI was there. They're going to stay on this. We've brought in the tax department, brought in a number of different state agencies. So worked very, very well, and there is more to come. Let me turn to our topic at hand on St. Patrick's Day. And with me, of course, is Representative Nan Baker and Representative Maureen Anielski, who informed me that she was not Irish.
Polish.
She made that very perfectly clear. I was giving her a hard time about no green on, but we have been working together. The two of them have been working with our office to develop legislation. And what we're going to talk today is about the legislation. Joanne is here because she will be the recipient of the legislation if the legislature agrees to do this. Let me talk about the problem. We have in the state of Ohio today a proliferation of unregulated electronic gaming devices. These are the so-called sweepstakes parlors, so-called internet cafes. They are really a threat to Ohio families. They are a ripoff to Ohio consumers. They are not regulated. We don't know where the money goes. It certainly does not go to charity. They are a threat to legitimate organizations such as the Elks, the Eagles, the VFW, the American Legion, who are regulated by the Attorney General's office pursuant to statute, and who give their money to charity. And so what you have is consumers being ripped off. You have legitimate charitable organizations that are being unfairly impacted by these groups, and you have law enforcement agencies who have a very difficult time regulating them. This was first brought to my attention. A lot of good things, maybe some bad come out of campaigns, but this was first brought to my attention when I was out campaigning across the state. Had a member of the VFW come to me and say, we're being unfairly impacted by these so-called internet cafes who you guys don't regulate, state doesn't regulate, they get the money, our money goes to charity, their money does not. I had law enforcement people come up to me and say, this is very, very difficult. Please, when you get to Columbus, work with the state legislatures to make the law clear. And so our purpose today is to make the law clear. And let me introduce now. Who wants to go first?
Which one of you?
I'm sorry.
All right, no
problem. Let you up here, and then I'll come back up, and then we'll all take questions, and we'll go from there. And then whoever wants to, we'll have a little demonstration. Alan Johnson is going to be our person. He can play up here.
Will you be providing the dollar?
No, but I think Ann O'Donnell will. Ann, do you have a dollar?
Play the first one. As Attorney General Mike DeWine stated, I'm Nan Baker, State Representative. I represent District 16, that is Westlake, Rocky River, North Olmsted, Bay Village, and Fairview Park. And internet cafes really came to my attention a few months ago when a mayor of mine brought it to my attention. And to tell you honestly, I wasn't quite sure what she was talking about. Internet cafe, you think coffee, and what are your concerns? And after an extensive review of the internet cafes, or we call business centers, or other such names that are really misleading as to what it is that's being done in these establishments, it became obviously clear that regulation was needed. We have a few, I wanted to kind of share with you a few proposals that are in the legislation right now, subject to change and evolve as the legislative process does. And I know that Representative Inelski will also give a few indications of what's in the legislation that rather evolved as we talked with the Attorney General's office. But defining sweepstake parlors, and sweepstake terminal devices. We want to define it. What is it? Categorize these devices along with skill-based amusement machines and slot machines under the definition of gambling services. Set licensing requirements for skill-based amusement machines, slot machines, and sweepstake parlors. Big one here that we really need to get our arms around. Limit prizes awarded from the sweepstake parlors to merchandise and prohibit prizes in the form of cash, gift cards or negotiable items, play on game of chance, lottery tickets, bingo or instant bingo, firearms, tobacco, and alcoholic beverages. We need to define what it is we can or can't do as a reward for engaging in these machines. And finally, grant the Ohio Casino Control Commission the authority to license, regulate, investigate, and penalize skill-based machine distributors and operators and sweepstake terminal device distributors and operators. So that just kind of gives you an overview of the direction of this legislation that Representative Inelski and I are preparing. And she will also give an overview, a little more detailed, perhaps a little more local control detailed, that came through as we discussed this with the Office of the Attorney General.
And both of our representatives have been out here doing their field work, so in their own investigation, undercover.
My name is Nancy Drew.
And you were undercover, right? Sort of. Okay.
Sort of, kind of. My name is Marlene Inelski, and I am the state representative for District 17, and that I have 17 municipalities in Cuyahoga County. And right now, I am the former mayor of Walton Hills. And as mayor, I was mayor over 10 years. A lot of these places were opening all around us. And a lot of the mayors, including a lot of the, you know, council people, they did not want these places in their particular town. So when we first started talking about this, to me, it was very important to have the municipalities to have a say as to if they wanted them or not. So the most important thing for this legislation, and I hope it remains in there, is the option of municipalities to opt out of having these in their town. There might be some, you know, municipalities that want them, and there might some that do not want them. But at least they have the flexibility to make that choice. And I think it's all about, you know, choices, you know, for them. In addition, I have gone to several of them And as Representative Baker indicated, they are called business centers.